little weird message today. All right? Y'all ready to go some weird? Here we go. Keepsakes. Have you noticed I haven't been talking about the Vikings this week? Anyway. Yeah. They let me down. Anyway, pray for Brett. Here we go. Here we go. Keepsakes at Christmas. Let's go with the message this morning. In a little series, we're trying to find some things that will encourage us about Christmas and some things that you can hide in your heart. And I've got a trunk load today, so you're going to have to listen. Matter of fact, when you leave today, you're going to get a card with these things that I'm going to say written on it. Okay, you can give it to somebody if you'd like. Maybe write them down, pass it along, because it's pretty cool. But you might want to tuck it in your Bible, and you can just, over the next 12 days, celebrate Christmas in a unique way by remembering why Jesus Christ came. And that's what this message is going to do today. And the 12th day starts tomorrow. That Monday, all the way through Christmas, these will be some things that you can remind yourself of. I think you'll be encouraged. Let's go with the message this morning. Keepsakes at Christmas. See the Christmas tree? Sort of shape. Isn't that pretty? Pop it up. That's what it's all about right there, friend. Amen. Come on, let's give glory to God right off the bat this morning. Amen. That's what it's all about. Beautiful. Amen. Treasures for developing faith. Last week was helping you with fear, dispelling fear. And we looked at this scared couple, Mary and Joseph, and we tried to learn something and hide some things in our heart that we can take not only through Christmas, but after Christmas, to help us with our attitudes, amen, and things that we're struggling with. Today, treasures for what? Say it with me. Developing, help me one more time, treasures for developing faith. You ought to know why you say Merry Christmas. You ought to know that. That ought to be so inside of you, it ain't even funny. And it ought to be more than just, oh, it was Jesus, He came, oh, little child of Bethlehem, you know, little town of Bethlehem, you know, born in a manger. That's great. That is what happened. That's true. But there's so much more. It's huge, the Christmas story. And I think when we get done with you today, hopefully, happy holidays will never come out of your mouth again. Amen? Because you're just going to be so full of why we celebrate Christmas. Why is it such a big deal? Why do you do this, Clark? Why do you have all these things going on? You'll see. Let's go with the message. It'll also help develop your faith. This is an awesome time that can help you. 2 Corinthians 1:18 through 20. But as God is true, our word toward you was not yea and nay. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in Him, in Jesus, was what? Yea. Amen? For all the promises of God in Him, in Jesus, are yea, and in Him what? You know what amen means? So be it. It means yea, baby. Yea. Amen? That's why I love to say amen. You'll hear me saying amen all the time. Amen. Because that's the promises of God. They're yea, and they're amen in Jesus. And I want you to see some of these things about Christmas, and I want you to hide some of these yea things, some of these amen things inside of you and treasure them. Keep going. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning His what? Promise. Man, you can count on Him. It's yay, baby. As some men count slackness, God's long-suffering to us, for He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Just some different verses on Jesus and promise and treasure. We'll see those coming in a minute. Who is a liar but he that denies Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. He that acknowledges the Son hath the Father. What? That's what I want. Let that therefore abide in you, hide it inside of you, which you've heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, you also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that He's promised us, even eternal life. Now, we're moving somewhere. We're going to get somewhere. We're just trying to get there. Jesus said in Matthew 6, but lay up for yourselves what? Treasures. I want to talk to you today about God's promises being fulfilled in Jesus. I want to talk to you today about this Christmas story. You can treasure some of this stuff. You can hide it up inside of you. Lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven. where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves don't break through and steal. For where you're what? There will your heart be also. I want you, this little series called Keepsakes, it's like a treasure chest. And we're getting some treasures and wanting to put some treasures in our life. Like last week, I had several emails. Several people talked to me about the message last week on dispelling fear. And several of you got that and you hid it inside of you. And it's going to come back a payday for you. You just hide it. Amen? This is also what I'm talking about today. We're going to find some treasure here in just a little bit. If you'll hide it in your heart. That's what Psalm 119:11 says. Thy word have I what? What does somebody usually hide? They hide what? Treasures. Amen? So, your word, Lord, is a treasure. And I'm going to hide it in my heart that I won't sin against you. This Christmas story, all this stuff we talk about Christmas, it's biblical. We need to get some of that stuff and put it inside of us and hide it. That's what Mary did. When she had the little baby Jesus, and the shepherds came, and the angels are singing. And you know what she did? She looked all around. She looked at everything happening and going on. And the Bible says, can you say this verse with me? But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Can you say that with me again? But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. How about put your name in there? But Gary kept all these things and pondered them in his heart. Some treasures. Can we find some in this story today? Are you ready to go treasure hunting with Uncle Gary today? I'm excited. Here we go. Treasures for developing my faith through the Christmas story. I'm looking. I'm on a treasure hunt. I'm on a treasure hunt for some of these promises and some of these things that Jesus said. I need to lay some of these things up. I need to hide them in my heart. I'm looking. Why celebrate Christmas? Why celebrate Christmas? Why do we celebrate? Why do we make such a big deal out of it? Why do I celebrate Christmas? Mary kept all these things about Christmas, about the birth of Jesus, what was going on. She kept all these things and she did what? Pondered them in her heart. Again, Psalm 119:11, Thy word have I what? Hid in my heart. Are you ready to do some hiding? Got to find it first. Amen? Let's find it and you can hide it. And when you leave today, you're going to get you a little card with all of them listed on it. So you can go on your treasure hunt starting tomorrow. Amen? It's going to be dated for you and everything. We got it laid out for you for the next 12-day treasure hunt you own. How many know the song with 12 Days of Christmas? On the first day of Christmas, da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm going to drive you crazy before we get done this morning. Here we go. Why celebrate Christmas? Let's go with the message now. Here we go. This is a song I wrote a couple of years ago, right from the Bible. It's based on that crazy 12 Days of Christmas tune that'll drive you up the wall. And I thought, maybe this will drive you up the wall. Good. It'll help you. The 12 reasons we celebrate Christmas. Do you want to know them? Good. Here we go. Biblical, solid stuff today. It'll help you if you get this down. It'll develop your faith in Jesus Christ. You'll find if you start seeing this and understanding this, it's going to help you defeat Satan. It's going to help you have a joyful spirit. It's going to change your life. You got to get them down, though. Here we go. Hide them in your heart like Mary did. Ponder them. December 14th is tomorrow. You'll see the date up there. But we're going to preach the message and we're going to go right on through Christmas Day. On the first day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to reveal the invisible God. That's day one. Look at the Scripture. Look at the gift. Did you see that gift God gave you? Say, that's a big old gift God gave you. Is there a God out there? Yeah, there's a God out there. Jesus Christ is God. He came to this earth to end all that question in your life. He is God. He is God in the flesh. What a gift to you and me. Amen? Say, am I made from junk or a monkey or slime or slop? No, my friend. God, there's a God in heaven who loves you, created you. He cared for you so much that He gave His own Son for you so you could have life eternal. That is a gift, my friend. And He came, the invisible God. We celebrate Christmas because it reveals the invisible God to us. Look at some Scripture. In John 1, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's Jesus Christ. The Word was made what? Flesh. And He dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus said unto Him, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by Me. If ye had known Me, you should have known My Father also. And from henceforth you know Him and have seen Him. Philip said unto Him, Lord, show us the Father. Show us the Father God, and it'll suffice us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known Me, Philip? He that has seen Me, say it with me, has seen the... And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? You know what I need to hide in my heart? This would be good to think about tomorrow. The 12th day of Christmas, instead of partridge in a pear tree, why don't you try this one? God's Son became a man to reveal the invisible God for me. Wow. Thank you, God. That is a gift I'm going to hide in my heart. That's something I'm going to cherish at Christmas. I tell you what, no, I'm not going to say happy holidays. I'm sorry. This is a special day for me. Special time of year for me. Changed my life. I happened to be born again. I became a Christian on December the 18th, 1977. This is a real special time for me. Jesus came. So the first day of Christmas to reveal what? Are y'all all right? The invisible God. Here we go. On the second day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to fulfill prophecy. Yeah. You know, Jesus didn't just come along just out of the blue. God said this was going to happen thousands of years earlier. Even said where He was going to be born, in a little old piddly old town called Bethlehem. God predicted it. This is a big deal, isn't it? Say, this is about developing my faith. When I think the Christmas story through, it gives me strength. It gives me faith to see that God did this. He did this whole plan for me. What's the scripture? Look at that gift. We got two gifts under the tree, by the way. Look at them. Hello. I'm getting me some presents. There we go. Come on. Tree's going to be loaded in a minute. Isaiah 9:6 prophesied hundreds of years before Jesus Christ came. Are you ready? For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. This is a prophecy. The government shall be upon His shoulder. His name shall be called, I think she sang it this morning, Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That's a gift God gave us. Amen? Y'all bored stiff? Good. Amen. Here we go. So we've got day one, day two, here we go. On the third, are y'all going crazy yet? On the third day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to honor His covenant with Israel. Amen. How many remembers our study on Israel a month or two ago? Do you remember that verse to Abraham 12, 1 through 3? What was the last part of verse 3? And in Him shall all the families of the earth be what? Blessed. We have been blessed because God made a covenant with Israel, and Jesus Christ came through that lineage and is carefully given to you in the book of Matthew. You can read it. You can see His lineage. God carefully did this for you. This ought to encourage your faith. Amen? Oh, but I can't make it. What's God going to help me do? Are you crazy? God's an awesome God. He can do anything. Christmas ought to encourage your faith, friend. Let's look at some scripture. Ooh, I got me another gift. I saw it pop up. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb. You shall bring forth a son, Mary. You shall call His name Jesus. He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give unto Him the throne of His Father. There we go. Honoring this covenant. And He shall reign over the house of... That's the covenant. Forever. And of His kingdom there shall be no... I thought Christmas was just like one day and it wasn't that big a deal. No, it's a pretty big deal. Amen? A lot went into giving you Christmas. And you're going to say happy holidays? Have you lost your mind? Say. Article in the paper this week, a lady earlier this week, she went to a counter, and the lady said, "Happy Holidays." And so she politely said, "Merry Christmas." Then she wrote a little article and said, "You know, this is all about Christ's birth. We ought to be saying Merry Christmas this time of year." Well, another lady wrote the next day and slammed the lady who had written the day before. See, I read this. It's like soap opera. Amen? So, anyway, she gets slammed by saying we shouldn't, you know, the holidays is for everybody and we shouldn't force our beliefs as a Christian on other people. Friend, that is so lame and weak, and you're just pathetic if you think that. Grow up! It's about just telling what the holidays are all about. Christmas! Hello! Amen? Don't buy that bull. Don't back down off that kind of crap. Excuse me. It's insane. I'm mad in Bob Evans reading the paper. It's a big deal! Y'all listening? Joy says, "I have an imaginary friend. He just showed up. I kicked his tail, though." Here we go. On the fourth day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to be our sacrifice. Where's that? That's huge. That's why Jesus came. Look, I got four gifts already. Look, wow. Hebrews 2:9, but we see Jesus, He was made a little lower than the angels. Why? For the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He, by the grace of God, He should taste death for me. But this man, after He offered one sacrifice for sins, that's our Savior Jesus, He sat down on the right hand of God the Father. He made His sacrifice for me. He gave His life for me. Is that a big story or what? Shouldn't that be in the headlines? Hello? Flash? Christmas. It's great. Why don't you celebrate that? Why don't you take my challenge, take our card today, and maybe just each one of these days, starting tomorrow, work yourself all through the Christmas, these 12 days of Christmas. And on Christmas Day, I just got a feeling. I think you could memorize all of these, and you'd be surprised that's going to help your faith. On the fifth day of Christmas, that's the day I got saved years ago, God's Son became a man to reconcile us to God. Man! Come on, praise the Lord. It's done! This is big, man. These are treasures. I need to hide this stuff inside of me. Wow, I can have a good Christmas. Can I? 1 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, that's me. He's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Even my drunk mama. Behold, all things are become new, son. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciling others. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and He's committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. See? That's why I say Merry Christmas. I'm an ambassador, man! As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For He hath made Him to be sin for me. And He knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Is that worth celebrating, say? Good stuff, man. I know you're thinking there's 12. Oh my gosh, we're going to be here forever. Here we go. On the sixth day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to be our example. Follow? That's why Christ came. But that's not the only reason Christ came. Right? But that is a reason to celebrate, isn't it? Say. Look at it. Peter 2:21. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us. Can you say it with me? Leaving us an example that you should follow His steps. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me that gift. Thank you for helping me understand how to forsake sin, endure temptation, be a man of God. Thank you, Lord, for coming to this earth, being made in the likeness of men, suffering like I suffer. Thank you for being acquainted with my grief, Lord. Thank you for that. That's nice of you. I want to follow you, live for you, Lord. Help me, would you? He'll help you. Good stuff. On the seventh day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to be our high priest. You mean I got one of them? Mm-hmm. Can you believe it? This Christmas stuff's huge. Christ came. He lived. He died on the cross. He's now at the right hand of God the Father. He's my lawyer. He's my attorney. I don't have to call the aid. Amen? Say. I don't have to call. That's why you shouldn't confess your sins to a priest. Excuse me. Why are you going to call the clerk when you can get the head of the firm? Amen? Say. We're so used to calling the clerk because we get kicked around and shoved around and pushed around and put to the end of the line. God doesn't do that to you. You come to me. I'm your high priest. Got it? Yes or no? That ought to get your back up. What's the Bible say, Clark? Here it is. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and a faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of... Thank you, Jesus. You're on the right hand of God right now, making intercession for me. I love that. Thank you. Maybe you think I got my doctrine all screwy. No, sir, I don't. For there is one God and one what? Between God and men, let's figure out who it is. You got it? Yes or no? That's a good Christmas gift, isn't it? That might, and I don't mean to be ugly here this morning, but I tell you what, if that'll fix you a little bit and let you know Jesus loves you that much and you can go pray to Him, I'd call that a pretty good Christmas gift. Amen? I used to not pray for years. I was an idiot. Why would I not call on my advocate, my attorney, the one who's pleading my case for me? Why would I not regularly call on him? That's dumb, man. You ought to start doing that. Amen? This is a great gift. Look at the Christmas presents. Wow. On the eighth day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to destroy Satan's works. Happy holidays. This is huge. Look. Hebrews 2:14, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise, he took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death. That is who? The... Is that a great Christmas gift? Say. Yeah, I hate to tell you this, but you're going to die. Once. Some of you are going to die twice if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. But if you put your faith and trust in Him, the power of the second death, the Bible says, has no power over you. Hallelujah. Amen? And I'll live forever. Praise the Lord. That's a great gift. Thank you, Lord. You can't do that. Only He can do that. Happy holidays. I don't think so. Oh, no. No, no, no. Merry Christmas. You don't want to get me started. Here we go. On the ninth day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to free us from the curse. Did you know you're all screwed up? Do you wonder why you do things sometimes? You just do them, and they're dumb. And your heart is pulled towards sin. Have you ever noticed that? Say, yeah, you're messed up. Did you know at Christmas, Jesus Christ came, He's given you the gift. He's freed you from that curse. That's huge. That's gigantic. People would give their whole fortunes to be able to get what you have in Jesus. It's crazy. Let's look at the Scriptures. Romans 5:12, wherefore as by one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men. For they've all sinned. They're all cursed. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of what? Grace and the what? Gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one? Jesus Christ. As messed up as I am, you're looking at somebody who doesn't live under the curse anymore. I still got the flesh, and I still struggle with that battle between the flesh and the spirit. But I'll tell you what, I've been given a new name. My name's been written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, and the Bible even teaches that somehow crazy old Gary Clark's already seated in the heavenlies. Even if I am a screw-up, I can't screw up that. Thank you, God. That's a great gift, to be free from the curse. Got it? We could talk forever on this. This is a dynamic thought. On the 10th day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to heal the brokenhearted. People like my mama, her hell-raising son, a screwed-up alcoholic. What are you? Da 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 da. Ba 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 ba. Happy holidays. I don't think so. Scripture. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Jesus speaking as He stood in the synagogue, Pharisees judging Him. He opens up the book of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Are you hurting? Man, let me recommend Jesus to you. Because I just don't think that Happy Holidays can help you much. But I know He can help you. Amen? Y'all getting a message? I'm driving you up the wall. Good. Here we go. Christmas Eve. On the 11th day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to give abundant life. Woo! Why you have them Christmas Eve concerts, crazy man? Hey, I got abundant life. Ought to celebrate, amen? Say, ought to be happy. Why wouldn't I sing? I've sung for years. Ever since I've been saved, I think every Christmas Eve I've sung somewhere. I may as well not quit, amen? He's given me abundant life. That's what He has given me, His birth. He came. He lived. He died. He rose from the grave. How do I know that? Pop it up. John 10:10, the thief, Satan. He comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus speaking, I am come, say it with me, that they might have life, and that they might have it more what? Abundantly. Wow. You going to have a good Christmas or not? Regardless of what you've been through, regardless of who's hurt you, regardless of what you're going through, these are things that you can do like Mary. You can take them, you can keep them, you can ponder them. You put them in your heart and ponder them. Amen? That means, hey, the gates of hell can't prevail against me. I got me some gifts you can't take from me. I don't care what somebody does to me. I still got these. Amen? And last time I checked, that's a truckload. Good stuff. On the 12th day of Christmas, big old box. Look, oh, I got a big one. How many like the big box? Say, ho, ho, ho! I got the big box! I want the big one, yeah. Got a bunch of these back here. They're nice. Give me the, ooh, I'm going to want the big one. Amen right there, brother. Woo, the big one. When I grew up as a kid, Mama had to hide everything. I was that kind of person. Oh, yeah, we'd go in, we'd unwrap them, take the tape off, open up. How many else like that in the building? Okay, we relate. Here we go. Here we go. On the 12th day of Christmas, the granddaddy of them all, God's Son became a man to glorify God. That's why Jesus came. Amen? Come on, praise the Lord with me. That's why He came. The big one! Well, I might offend somebody if I say happy holiday. You know what I mean? Hey, I'm going to glorify God. If that bothers you, that's your problem. Okay? Excuse me. And I'm not going to try to do it ugly. I'm not going to be ugly. I'm talking to the church today. Amen? Y'all can handle it, right? So, I'm trying to get you strengthened and strong today. You could be changed forever. Take the card I'm going to give you when you go out. Put it in your Bible. You could take every single day, and you could just go over one of these every day. Just think about it all day long. All day long. It changed your whole life. I really believe it. It'd give you so much faith and strength through the holidays. I don't think your mouth would ever say anything but Merry Christmas. Praise the Lord. And you'll tell them what you're going to say. You know what I mean? To glorify God, listen to the Scripture. We're almost done. John 17. And this is life eternal, that they might know Thee. This is Jesus speaking. The only true God, and Jesus Christ whom Thou hast sent. I have glorified Thee on earth. I have finished the work that You gave me to do, Father. And now, O Father, glorify Thou me with Thine own self, with the glory which I had with You before the world was. In case you're screwed up on your theology, Jesus has always been. He was not created. This was God's plan. See, that Scripture tells me Jesus was God before the world what? Was. This was His plan. To come. To glorify His Father. To save you and me. Isn't that a great story? The Christmas story? I love it. Yeah, let's praise the Lord. We ought to praise the Lord this morning. We ought to do that. Good stuff. Do you think if I hide some of this stuff in my heart, I just might have my faith strengthened? You think so? Yes or no? Oh, yeah. You're going to get a card on the way out, right, Clyde? We got it handled. Good. You're going to get one. You can give it away if you want. This might be something you want to keep for yourself. You just might say, I'm sorry, I just can't give you this. I need this for me. Amen? Are y'all ready? Let's sing the song. Stand up. Come on. You knew it was going to happen. Don't think you're leaving. This is still part of the message. This ain't the invitation. Here we go. This is the message in song. Are y'all ready to try it? Miss Karen, come on in. Jimmy. Now, this is going to be hard. Don't go too fast. Charles, you going to try to come and beat on the drums with it and do some snares or something? Come on. Here we go. All right. Are y'all ready? What's our note? Give me the note. Na ba 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 ba. You ready? Here we go. On the first day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to reveal the invisible God. On the second day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to fulfill prophecy and reveal the invisible God. On the third day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to honor His covenant, to fulfill prophecy and reveal the invisible God. On the fourth day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to be our sacrifice, to honor His covenant, to fulfill prophecy and reveal the invisible God. Here we go! On the fifth day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to reconcile us to God, to be our sacrifice, to honor His covenant, to fulfill prophecy, and reveal the invisible God. Just hold that right there. How y'all doing? I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be rough from here on. Here we go. Are you ready? Here we go. Number 6. Are you ready, Miss Karen? Here we go. Don't get too fast. Slow it in down more. It's your fault. Here we go. on the sixth day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to be our example, to reconcile us to God, to be our sacrifice, to honor His covenant, fulfill prophecy, and reveal the invisible God. On the seventh day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to be our high priest, to be our example, to reconcile us to God, to be our sacrifice, to honor His covenant, fulfill prophecy, and reveal the invisible God. Y'all doing all right? Here we go. On the eighth day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to destroy Satan's works, to be our high priest, to be our example, to reconcile us to God, to be our sacrifice, to honor His covenant, fulfill prophecy, and reveal the invisible God. On the ninth day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to free us from the curse, destroy Satan's works, to be our high priest, to be our example, to reconcile us to God, to be our sacrifice, to honor His covenant, to fulfill prophecy, and reveal the visible God. I'm wore out. On the 10th day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to heal the brokenhearted, to free us from the curse, destroy Satan's works, to be our high priest, to be our example, to reconcile us to, come on, to be our sacrifice, to honor His covenant, to reveal prophecy, and reveal the invisible God. Here we go. On the 11th day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to give abundant life, to heal the brokenhearted, free us from the curse, destroy Satan's work, to be our high priest, to be our example, to reconcile us to God, to be our sacrifice, to honor His covenant, fulfill prophecy, and reveal the visible God. Wait, we're not done. Hang on, we're not done. Here we go. The granddaddy of them all. Here we go. On the 12th day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to glorify God. Back to the old tune. To give abundant life, heal the broken heart, free us from the curse, destroy Satan's works, to be our high priest, to be our example, to reconcile us to be our sacrifice, to honor His covenant, to fulfill prophecy, and reveal the invisible. Praise the Lord! Amen. I'm telling you, that's a mouthful. Celebrate Christmas. Amen. Let's bow our heads, and she's going to play a little bit. Let's just pray to the Lord. Amen. Come on. Father, we thank You for this morning, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for Your Word. Thank You, Lord. It didn't take much work for me. They could have been 100 reasons we celebrate Christmas on a screen today, Lord. That's how good You are to us. And Father, I just pray You'll help this Word find a good hiding place in our heart. I pray that we'll be proactive, that we will hide God's Word in our heart. I pray these little cards we're going to give out won't be just something that's thrown in the trash. I pray it'll be something that folks will look over. They'll hide like Mary hid, pondered, kept those things in her heart. Oh God, I pray we'll lay these treasures up in heaven, knowing that where our treasure is, there our heart is. Oh God, help us to know You promised, You're faithful, You're true, and Jesus is yea and amen. Oh God, thank You so much. Bless this message to our heart. I pray for someone here today, Lord, If they were to die, they don't know Jesus. Today was an eye-opener for them. They got to see how much Jesus loves them. Oh God, I pray today would be the day that they would say yes to You and follow You, Lord. I pray they would receive the greatest gift of all, salvation, forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the Son of the living God. Oh God, I pray it would happen today. So bless our time here, these last lingering moments, we pray, Father, in Jesus' name. With heads bowed, just for a moment, we close our service today like this. The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus, and you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. In another way, it says it like this. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that's Jesus, that whosoever believes in Jesus would not perish but have everlasting life. So what it comes down to is, do you believe? Are you willing to trust Him with your soul? That's what it's all about. And if you are, you need to ask Him. You need to talk to Him. You need to let Him know, I can do this, Lord. With Your help, I can do this. Is there some in the house, and I'm not going to come bother you, but is there some in the house, they say, Pastor, I'd like to say a prayer to tell Jesus today that I believe in Him. We're just going to have you right at your seat. I'm not going to come back to you or bother you or point you out. Is there some with a hand up, say, Pastor, I want to be one of those that says that prayer to Jesus today. Can I see some hands? If God's laid that on your heart today, God bless you. How about it today? If I died, preacher, I'm not sure I'd go to heaven. I'd like to nail that today. I'd like to just tell Him I believe in Him and nobody else. If He'll accept me, I'll sure have Him. Somebody else today in the house with an uplifted hand, I'm looking for you. Not to pick on you, to bother you, but to help you through this process right here so you can pray and ask Jesus to be your Savior. Can I help you like that today, say? Anybody in the house? Preacher, I'd like your help. Help me do that. Can I? Thank God somebody helped me years ago. Anybody else? I'm looking for you. Well, with heads bowed and eyes closed, Christians are praying for you like crazy right now, okay? Whether you raised your hand or not, you got to be sincere and honest. Phony baloney won't fly. It ain't happening. We're not talking about church gameplay, and we're talking about just an honest little prayer that you can talk to God, okay? If you're ready, let's talk to Him. Right where you stand, okay? Just privately, quietly, right there, knowing that we've got your back. Christians here are praying for you. Okay? Are you ready? Let's do it. Talk to Him. Lord Jesus, I know I've done wrong in my life and sinned, and I'm not making excuses about it. I ask for Your forgiveness, Lord, because I believe You're the one who can forgive me. And I ask for that. And Jesus, I want You to know, this 13th day before Christmas, that I believe in You, Jesus. I put my faith in You, Jesus, and no one else. You're God's Son. You're what Christmas is all about. And I want a Merry Christmas. So that means I need You, and I ask for You to come into my life. Bless my life. And I want to follow You, Lord. Help me, I pray. I know You will. In Jesus' name. With heads bowed one last minute, how many with an uplifted hand, not for me to bother you, but just as a testimony to the good gift of God that just came on your life, you'd say, Pastor, I prayed that prayer and I meant it from the bottom of my heart. Can I see your hand just up and down in the building today? Quite a few of you. God bless you. Thank you so much. Father, thank You for a good day. Thank You that we can be silly and that I can be myself in front of these folk. And thank You that we can learn. We can learn like this. So I pray You'll help us with what we've heard today. Give us a great Christmas. Bless our scramble later on tonight at 5:30 or so when we meet here. God, help us. Have a good time tonight and be safe. We love You, Jesus. And we do all this today and even tonight because of You. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord this morning. Amen. Amen.